Wednesday, December the 29th, 10:22-5771. Day 4 before Shabbat, Parsha Vayera, and I appeared. Exodus 9:1-35.
The fifth plague, livestock diseased.
Then Yahweh said to Moses, "Go into Pharaoh, and tell him, this is what Yahweh, the Elohim of the Hebrews, says, let my people go, that they may serve me. For if you refuse to let them go, and hold them still, behold, the hand of Yahweh is in your livestock which are in the field, on the horses, on the donkeys, on the camels, on the herds, and on the flocks with a very grievous pestilence. Yahweh will make a distinction between the livestock of Israel and the livestock of Egypt, and nothing shall die of all that belongs to the children of Israel. Yahweh appointed a set time, saying, tomorrow Yahweh shall do this thing in the land. Yahweh did that thing on the next day, and all the livestock of Egypt died, but of the livestock of the children of Israel, not one died. Pharaoh sent, and, behold, there was not so much as one of the livestock of the Israelites dead, but the heart of Pharaoh was stubborn, and he didn't let the people go.
The sixth plague, boils.
Yahweh said to Moses and to Aaron, take to you handfuls of ashes of the furnace, and let Moses sprinkle it toward the sky in the sight of Pharaoh. It shall become small dust over all the land of Egypt, and shall be a boil breaking out with boils on man and an animal, throughout all the land of Egypt. They took ashes of the furnace, and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses sprinkled it up toward the sky, and it became a boil breaking out with boils on man and an animal. The magicians couldn't stand before Moses because of the boils, for the boils were in the magicians, and in all the Egyptians. Yahweh hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he didn't listen to them, as Yahweh had spoken to Moses.
The seventh plague, hail.
Yahweh said to Moses, rise up early in the morning, and stand before Pharaoh, and tell him, this is what Yahweh, the Elohim of the Hebrews, says, let my people go, that they may serve me. For this time I will send all my plagues against your heart, against your officials, and against your people, that you may know that there is none like me in all the earth. For now I would have stretched out my hand, and struck you and your people with pestilence, and you would have been cut off from the earth, but indeed for this cause I have made you stand, to show you my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth, as you still exalt yourself against my people, that you won't let them go. Behold, tomorrow about this time I will cause it to rain a very grievous hail, such as has not been in Egypt since the day it was founded even until now. Now therefore command that all of your livestock and all that you have in the field be brought into shelter. Every man and animal that is found in the field, and isn't brought home, the hail shall come down on them, and they shall die. Those who feared the word of Yahweh among the servants of Pharaoh made their servants and their livestock flee into the houses. Whoever didn't respect the word of Yahweh left his servants and his livestock in the field. Yahweh said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward the sky, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, on man, and an animal, and on every herb of the field, throughout the land of Egypt. Moses stretched out his rod toward the heavens, and Yahweh sent thunder, hail, and lightning flashed down to the earth. Yahweh rained hail in the land of Egypt. So there was very severe hail, and lightning mixed with the hail, such as had not been in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. The hail struck throughout all the land of Egypt all that was in the field, both man and animal, and the hail struck every herb of the field, and broke every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, there was no hail. Pharaoh sent, and called for Moses and Aaron, and said to them, I have sinned this time. Yahweh is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Pray to Yahweh, for there has been enough of mighty thunderings and hail. I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer. Moses said to him, as soon as I have gone out of the city, I will spread abroad my hands to Yahweh. The thunders shall cease, neither shall there be any more hail, that you may know that the earth is Yahweh's. But as for you and your servants, I know that you don't yet fear Yahweh Elohim. The flax and the barley were struck, for the barley was in ear, and the flax was in bloom. But the wheat and the spelt were not struck, for they had not grown up. Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh, and spread abroad his hands to Yahweh, and the thunders and hail ceased, and the rain was not poured on the earth. When Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunders were ceased, he sinned yet more, and hardened his heart, he and his servants. The heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he didn't let the children of Israel go, just as Yahweh had spoken from Moses. Acts 11.
Peter defends Elohim's grace.
Now the emissaries and the brothers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of Elohim. When Peter had come up to Jerusalem, those who were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, "You went into uncircumcised men, and ate with them." But Peter began, and explained to them in order, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, a certain container descending, like it was a great sheet let down from heaven by four corners. It came as far as me. When I had looked intently at it, I considered, and saw the four-footed animals of the earth, wild animals, creeping things, and birds of the sky. I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Rise, Peter, kill and eat.' But I said, 'Not so, Adonai, for nothing unholy or unclean has ever entered into my mouth.' But a voice answered me the second time out of heaven, 'What Elohim has cleansed, don't you call unclean.' This was done three times, and all were drawn up again into heaven. Behold, immediately three men stood before the house where I was, having been sent from Caesarea to me. The Spirit told me to go with them, without discriminating. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house. He told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house, and saying to him, 'Send to Joppa, and get Simon, whose surname is Peter, who will speak to you words by which you will be saved, you and all your house.' As I began to speak, the set-apart Holy Spirit fell on them, even as in us at the beginning. I remembered the word of Adonai, how he said, 'John indeed immersed in water, but you will be immersed in the set-apart Holy Spirit.' If then Elohim gave to them the same gift as us, when we believed in Adonai Yeshua the Messiah, who was I, that I could withstand Elohim?" When they heard these things, they held their peace, and glorified Elohim, saying, "Then Elohim has also granted to the Gentiles repentance to life."
Barnabas and Saul at Antioch.
They therefore who were scattered abroad by the oppression that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, speaking the word to no one except to Jews only. But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who, when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists, proclaiming Adonai Yeshua. The hand of Adonai was with them, and a great number believed and turned to Adonai. The report concerning them came to the ears of the assembly which was in Jerusalem. They sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch, who, when he had come, and had seen the grace of Elohim, was glad. He exhorted them all, that with purpose of heart they should remain near to Adonai, for he was a good man, and full of the set-apart Holy Spirit and of faith, and many people were added to Adonai. Barnabas went out to Tarsus to look for Saul. When he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. It happened that for a whole year they were gathered together with the assembly, and taught many people. The disciples were first called Messianic in Antioch.
Relief to Judea.
Now in these days, prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them named Agabus stood up, and indicated by the Spirit that there should be a great famine all over the world, which also happened in the days of Claudius. As any of the disciples had plenty, each determined to send relief to the brothers who lived in Judea, which they also did, sending it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah! HNV version, in the public domain.